and welcome Lock to Rob Nation. Welcome to Las Vegas, Nevada. We're here at Faith Lutheran Junior High School, the Faith Crusaders, here with the Las Vegas Showgirls. This is the first game of the season. And on your radio dial, we'll be going from right to left. The Showgirls, the home team, is in their blue uniform with silver helmets. And they're playing against the Utah Jinx. And they're more of a color of the Notre Dame Fighting Irish with the gold helmets and the dark blue jerseys. And they'll be moving from left to right. And the Utah Jinx will be receiving the football as the home team, Las Vegas Showgirls, will be kicking off from right to left. There is a small wind blowing here as you look into the south end zone. The flags are blowing pretty stiff. So the wind is to the back of the Showgirls. So they should get a pretty good kickoff here. The ball is being teed up on the 35-yard line. And let me find out and see who our kicker is. Looks like number... Is that 28? As soon as I get a number, I will let you know who the kicker is. There's a small delay on the field. We got the officials at midfield. Both teams are ready to go. The official now has walked over and given the ball to the kicker. And we're just now waiting for the kickoff. The ball is being teed up as we speak. Number.
Right here. There you go. Mind if I share the table with you?
We're waiting for the kick. There's the approach. The kick. A high end over end down to about the 15-yard line. It's caught by number 10. It's fumbled around. They're moving up the middle. She spins. She turns. And she tackled by a host of Las Vegas Showgirls right about the 38-yard line. It will be the first down and 10, the first play of the season for the Utah Jinx. They're in their gold helmets, blue uniforms, and they will be moving on your radio dial from left to right. And they will be throwing into a brisk wind coming from the south end zone. Quarterback is under center. Call to cadence. There's motion to the right. Snap. Hand off inside with a little counter. A gain of about 5 yards. And the kickoff for the Showgirl was number 12, Amanda Vernon. So it's a second down and 5. Quarterback is under center. Option down to the right, stops, cut up inside. A big gain of about 8 yards as she crosses midfield. Quarterback number 13 for the Utah Jinx picks up the first down of the season. And I know this is only the second play, but there seems to be some confusion or not enough explosion on the Showgirls' defensive line. The inside of that defensive line is a little weak at this time. There's something that Coach Lee and his defensive staff will have to show up if they want to contain the run. The quarterback is under center. Number 5, motion to the left. Quarterback keeping with the option down the line. It's a wing T type of formation. There are two wings and a single back. More of the old wing T that you've seen at Delaware and Eddie Robinson would run at Grambling State University. And the quarterback moves to the left with a gain of about 8 yards. So this Utah Jinx team is coming out in a double wing one back, quarterback is under center, and they're now just reading the dive and attacking the end of the Las Vegas Showgirls. Double wing. There's a handoff to the up back, and it is now a very short game. Now, the inside of that defensive line of the Las Vegas Showgirls is pretty stout. The edge, because the Las Vegas Showgirls is running a split four defense with the defensive end getting upfield, which is creating a natural hold off the flank when you're running the option. If the Jinx are smart, they will continue to attack the flanks with the option and not so much with the dive. And there's number 17, Makisha Edwards, outside linebacker, coming off of the left offensive right to get into the backfield and drop the quarterback for a loss. It is now third down and a long three, short four. Nice fourth down and about one. That was a great defensive play by number 17 of the Showgirl, Makisha Edwards. Now they're in a double wing. Quarterback thought there's movement in the line. I thought there were at least, but there were no flags thrown. The ball is turned over on downs as the defensive line became very stout and came up with a great defensive stance. It is now first down for the Las Vegas Showgirls on their own 41-yard line. So now the Showgirls will be on offense for the very first time this season. As this is the beginning game in the opening season for both teams.
This side lined up on their side.
So now we're waiting to see what type of formation that the Showgirls are going to come out in. As they break the huddle and move to the line, they're coming out in slot, double slot right, shotgun, with a single back. Oh, there's whistles being blown. Timeout by Coach Dion Lee of the Las Vegas Showgirls. Obviously, he's seen something with that formation that he was not pleased with. The Showgirls did not look very comfortable coming out. They came out a little slow to line up with a split left, and it was two people in the slot, so it was trips right, but they had two in the slot. Shotgun or the pistol would be more in line with where the quarterback is lined up, because the running back is about 7 to 8 yards deep, and the quarterback is about 4 yards deep, so it's more of a pistol offense than a true shotgun in the sense of that formation. The Showgirls break huddle again as they come up to the line. This time, now they're going to go trips left. Pistol offense. Quarterback is number 12, who pitches to number 17, Makisha Edwards, around the left side, and there are plenty of yellow hankies on the ground for the first offensive play for the Las Vegas Showgirl. We're going to hold on and see what all the little hankies about at this time that is lying on the ground. The quarterback was number 15, Maha Hawass, caught the pitch to the left to Makisha Edwards, who got around left end. And they're being marched off. There was a personal foul, face mask on the tackle, so that will be tacked on to the run that Makisha had gained around left end. And so now the ball is being placed down at the Utah Jinx 34-yard line. Now we have the showgirls in trips right. Quarterback is in the pistol formation. Makisha Edwards set deep, about 7-8 yards deep. There's a snap. Toss right. Makisha Edwards has it around the right end. She breaks one tackle, the second tackle, and gains about 6 yards, and she's down to about the 27-yard line. So we're looking at a second down and about second down and about 6. The Showgirls is mounting a good drive on their first series of this game. The Showgirls break the huddle. And if you're listening and looking at your computer, you're going on your screen from right to left. Quarterback is in a shotgun. We got trips right. There's a snap. There's movement. And we don't know. We're going to hold on a second. We don't speculate. There's movement. We don't know if they were thrown offside or if it was illegal procedure. And there's a delay of game. There's a mark up of 5 yards against the Las Vegas Showgirls. Brings them now second down. Second down and 10. The Showgirl breaks the huddle. There seems to be a little confusion. Tight end has moved to the right side. We got trips left. Quarterback hands off to number 88 around left end. Number 88 is Gino Lorenzo around left end for a modest gain. But once again, there is the laundry lying on the ground. Illegal procedure by the Las Vegas Showgirls. That will nullify the gain by running back Gina Lorenzo around left end. The Showgirls seems to have a pretty good flow of things when they run trips. Whether left or right, they can attack the flanks of the Utah Jinx. We're waiting for the official to speak to the Jinx to decide whether they want the down or the penalty. Legal procedure is declined. Brings up illegal formation. That brings up third down and 5. We got trips in the back on the left, and there's all types of movement on the Showgirls. And, you know, I know they've had lots of time to practice, but this is pretty normal for a team who, in their first game, you got the first game jitters, and when you don't have a lot of preseason games to get your timing down, you're going to have a lot of mistakes. But if this is what you consider a drive killer, a momentum killer, when you get down close to the red zone and start having those mental mistakes. The Showgirls up to the line of scrimmage. We have trips left in the pistol offense. Hand off to number 88. And she's tackled in the back to about Vic number 66, who came through from her left defensive end to destroy the right side of the Las Vegas Showgirls offensive line. It is now fourth down, and we're going to see what Coach Lee has up his sleeve for fourth down deep into the territory of the Utah Jinx. There is a timeout on the field by the Utah Jinx. And with that, we'll take a small break at this time.
Formation procedure.
Okay, thank you. for a bit. If he wants to run, then take him outside so they can use DC, okay? And we're back. We're here in fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada. As we're coming out of a timeout, the Utah Jinx are coming back on the field. They look like the Las Vegas Showgirls is in punt formation. So Coach Lee will punt the football. There's a snap and a kick. A nice end-over-end kick down inside the 10-yard line. It hit inside and bounces into the end zone. So that will be a touchback. The ball should come up to the 20-yard line as the Las Vegas Showgirls offense came to a stall with a lot of penalties. Now, for the second series, the Utah Jinx will have possession at the 20-yard line going north to south or from left to right. The Las Vegas Showgirls in their base defense, a 4-4 split. There's a toss. Get around right in. She spins. She breaks inside. Steps right up inside. And a nice tackle by number 15, Maha Hawass. That name, Coach should have come up and gave me the pronunciation of these names before I walked into the booth. That was a gain of 6, so a second down and 4 as the Utah Jinx comes up to the line of scrimmage. Quarterback barks up the signal, stops. Looks like almost like a quarterback draw, takes a step back, but there is a no gain on the play. So we're coming up with a third down and about 4. As we stated earlier, the Showgirls' defense is pretty stout right up the middle, but their edges or the flanks have shown signs of weakness. Utah Jinx should try and attack the outside flanks. They're in double wing, quarterback under center, two wide on left and right. There's movement on the offensive side of the ball. Their flags are on the ground. We'll wait and see what the call is. And one day, we're going to do this where we will have a play-by-play and a color commentator so that it doesn't get so lonely up in the booth. I'm almost like the Maytag watchman. It's lonely at the top. There was a false start on the offense, 5-yard marker, so make it 3rd down and 8. Quarterback fumbles, tries to get outside. Tackle by number, first grab by number 23. Tackle by number 22, Nicole Dickerson was the first to grab a hold of her. So now it's 4th down and 11, and the Utah Jinx will be going into a punting formation from their own 19-yard line. The punter will be kicking into a small breeze coming out of the south end zone. There's a snap and the kick. End-over-end kick, touched by number 14 at about the 43-yard line. So for the second series for the Las Vegas Showgirls will take place on the Jinx side of the football field.
at the 44-yard line, 43-yard line. The punt was a 22-yard punt. So now the showgirl will take over for the second possession at the 43-yard line, going right to left. And let's see what Coach Lee has up his sleeve this time for the second series. We had a great march going, aided by a personal foul or face guard penalty. Let's see what the showgirls put together on their second drive. We have trips left in the pistol formation. Marquisha Edwards in the backfield. She's the lone setback. There's a snap. A high over the quarterback's head. She grabs, she takes, she runs, she breaks one tackle, and she gained tackle at the 46-yard line of the showgirl. So that is going to be a loss of about 12 yards. Once again, the showgirls, hate to use the old cliche, shooting themselves in the foot with ill-timed mistakes on the offensive side of the football. So Coach Lee needs to find a solution to the mental mistakes that are happening with his offense. The showgirls are making some huge mistakes. They had great field position. This should be on TV. Shotgun formation. Hand out to Makisha Edwards to the left side. She steps out. She breaks one tackle. She spins, and she drives back into the other side of the 50, back into the Utah Jinx side of the football field. A pickup of a modest 7 yards. Makisha Edwards is a beast, ladies and gentlemen. She is a big running back in any imagination of the world, whether it's men or women football, she is a load. Third down and about 16 for a first down as the showgirls come out with two slots, pistol formation, snap, drop back the pass, throws across the middle. And it is intercepted. Number 7, Samantha Martinez, drops back the pass. Had a receiver over the middle, just threw it up right into the hands of the inside linebacker from the Utah Jinx, who picks the ball off on the 34-yard line. The Utah Jinx will take control of the football on their 34-yard line. This will be their third possession of the game. And there's 4 minutes and 52 seconds left in the first quarter. Third possession. Tina Taylor for the Utah Jinx carried the football around right in for a pickup of about 3 yards, brings up second down and 7 for the Utah Jinx. We have twin right, split left, quarterback drops like the pass, throws a little quick out to the flat, which is incomplete. Las Vegas Showgirls defense is showing signs of being dominant in the middle, but has the flat is open and trying to run to the off of the edges, has shown signs that they could run on the edges, but not up the middle. So now we got the Utah Jinx and their familiar twin. Ball was dropped, goes over the middle. Great catch by number 10 for a first down for the Utah Jinx. A nice pass. And sometimes your best plays are not those that are well designed, but those coming off of broken plays, and players are being able to keep their head into the game and look downfield and find open plays with their arm or legs. Utah, for the first time, is in over the 50-yard line and into the Las Vegas Showgirls territory at the 43-yard line. Quarterback is on the drop back the pass. Looks, throws. Great pass in the left flank. Number 10 was scampered down to the goal line. She stopped 1 yard short of a goal line, a 42-yard pass. And she seems to be right in the grasp of a defensive player from the Las Vegas Showgirls, but it doesn't matter to be almost hit if you can't make the play complete. And the Utah Jinx, number 13, stood in there and made a great pass into the left corner, and the receiver picked it up and ran another 12 yards and tackled at the 1 yard line. Quarterback number 13 is in. 21 is moving. Hand off inside. She stops short. There's a fumble. And the Las Vegas Showgirls has recovered the ball on the 5 yard line. There's going to be a break in the action.
I'm going to get a
DS so you can
make me alone.
No, you should have bought a video.
I get mine.
Huh?
I get mine. I told you that I'm going to come in.
And the ball is on the 5 yard line. Great defensive stand by the Las Vegas Showgirls. Quarterback is in the shotgun formation, the pistol formation. There's a snap. Quarterback runs right, around the right end. A pickup of about 4 yards. Number 7 is Samantha Martinez. Took this direct snap from the pistol formation and attacked right in for a 4 yard gain. Brings up 2nd down and 6.
He's not going to get one, kid, not because of the way he's acting.
Quarterback Samantha Martinez in the pistol. Edwards behind her. Once again, another snap over the head. She recovered the ball in the end zone for a safety for the Utah Jinx. That pistol formation is causing some problems for the Las Vegas Showgirls. There have been several snaps that have gone over the head of the quarterback. And this one was very, very costly as quarterback Samantha Martinez recovered the ill-timed snap over her head into the end zone, which results into a safety and 2 points for the visiting Utah Jinx. So now, the Las Vegas Showgirls must kick off from their own 20-yard line, which should give the Utah Jinx good field position. And there's a great crowd out here tonight to watch the very first game of the Utah Jinx and the Las Vegas Showgirls playing here on the home field of the Faith Crusaders. We're waiting for the kickoff. So we're waiting to see who's going to kick. And she chose not to kick off the tee, but to punt. Number, looks like number 80. Great kick. It is dropped, fumbled, and covered on the Jinx 44-yard line. And there's some extra action going on after the whistle has blown. The kicker was number 29, Terry Walters. And so now this is the Jinx fourth possession of today. With 1 minute and 39 seconds left on the clock, the Jinx will have their fourth possession on their own 45-yard line. There's motion to the right. Toss. Little toss sweep. She's tackled for a 4-yard loss by number 17 and number 55. Number 55. Coach better update his roster because there is no 55 on the roster. Either that or I need to get some binoculars and a spotter. Number 56, Faith Heath. So there was a loss of 4, second down and 14. But at any time of the game, both offenses are struggling to find a rhythm and their personalities. Defense will definitely have to carry both teams. There was a toss sweep to the left with no gain. Both teams. It's kind of hard when you got blue jersey with blue numbers. Yeah. Utah's up to the line of scrimmage. We got twins left, twins right. Quarterback call signals. There's movement on in the offensive line. So we're waiting to see what call the officials will come up with. Dead ball, false start by the Utah Jinx. So, will Coach Lee push them back? Yes, they will take the 5-yard mark off. So now it's at the Utah Jinx 36-yard line. It's third down and forever. There's a snap. Quarterback drop back the pass. Snap. There's big number 56 again with the tackle. But once again, there are yellow hankies all over the field. I refuse to speculate, but I will go out on a limb because I'm in Vegas and I'm gambling. That is the personal foul face mask. And if I was a gambling man here in Vegas, I would be right. Personal foul face mask. And I should know because as many times as I played quarterback and have a helmet pulled down that way, you can almost tell that it's a face mask because of the way of the head of the quarterback was snatched down as he was being tackled. That is one thing that we got to do to protect players in this league today. We got to teach great fundamentals. That is the end of the first quarter, and with that, we'll step aside for a break in action.
I thought you were going to get him a hot dog.
I want to.
What did you do?
I left it out.
Where's your money?
I left it. We were going to get stuff. I didn't want to put it. I didn't ask people to go.
Oh. How much they cost? Yeah. For what? Go check on the hot dog first. Sit down. Come on this side.
And that
take a quick break in the action. We are back here in fabulous Las Vegas as the teams have changed ends of the field. The showgirls now will be going from left to right, and the Utah Jinx right to left. There's motion by number 21, quarterback. As she throws, she's hit. The ball is picked off by number 17, Keisha. I forget Keisha's name. Number 17, my Keisha Edwards. Not only does she play, this is almost like arena football where you're going to have to play both sides of the ball. You get lots of actions here. But Makisha Edwards made a great instinctive play from her left defensive end outside linebacker position as the quarterback was being pressured from the blind side. An ill-advised pass was picked off by number 17 of the showgirls, Makisha Edwards, giving them great field position on their home, the 34-yard line. In the quarterback for the Las Vegas Showgirls, number 7, Samantha Martinez. The Showgirls comes out, trips right. Martinez in a pistol formation calls a signal. And there's movement again as the yellow flag flies high. And it will be a false start by the Showgirls. At halftime, Coach Lee really needs to speak to his team about composure, holding tight on the line of scrimmage, and watching the football. And there's a timeout on the field by Coach Lee and the Las Vegas Showgirls. As I was speaking earlier, both of these offenses are having some basic problems. Both of these teams are having some basic problems and trying to find their rhythm because of the first game of the season. Both defenses are playing pretty stout defense here. But there are some simple things that are going on with both teams. Even at the beginning of the season, some of these false starts and illegal formations should be held to a minimum because these are not major parts of the game, but it's just the mental aspect of not concentrating and being sure of what's going on. So they're making a lot of mental mistakes with the movement and the illegal formation. What they need to do at halftime, coach really needs to stress about having patience, being smart, playing hard, but take your time and line up promptly and move on the movement of the ball. The Showgirls out trips left. Number quarterback, number 7, Samantha, takes, moves to the left, breaks one tackle, gets to the edge, stops, and gets hammered after she picks up about 5 yards for a second down. And now it's going to be about 2nd and 10. She got back to the original line of scrimmage. And so now it's going to be 2nd and 10 as quarterback Samantha Martinez took the snap, went around left end to pick up 5 yards. The Showgirls back out, trips left, pistol formation, motion right, a high snap, fumble in the backfield, tackle, penalty, flag on the play. Once again, we'll wait and see what call the official will give us. Every time there's a great play on the offensive side of the ball, it is negated with a negative play. This time, the Showgirl gets a break with it being offside. They must have lined up in the neutral zone because I did not see any movement on the line of scrimmage. So that must have been lining up in the neutral zone. But anyway, that gives the Showgirls another 5 yards. And now instead of being 2nd and 10, they're coming up with a 2nd and 5 from their own 20-yard line, a very makeable first down now. We got Martinez calling signals. Snap. Hands off. Flag.
She goes around left side, breaks one tackle, inside. She bounces to the outside. She's still standing. She's still moving. She's rumbling, stumbling, and bumbling and tackled down on the 17-yard line. But hold on, the show guard gets another break as the official signals offside by the defense. The same problem that the show guard was having with lining up. Now the coach for the Utah Jets need to speak about watching the football and lining up properly. And we know this is the beginning of the season, but some of these penalties or things that are not so much mechanical as it is mental. Just lining up in the wrong formation or offside is a mental mistake. Showgirls with the first down from the 18-yard line. Martinez calls signals. Marquisha Edwards in the background. Martinez takes, steps to the outside, moves to the left side, and tackle for a pickup of about 4 yards. She's down to the 13-yard line. Brings up about second down and 6. The Showgirls are into the red zone. With 12 minutes and 40 seconds left in the second quarter, the Showgirls really need to punch this into the end zone to gain the momentum and get the home field mojo back on their side. There's Trips Wright, quarterback in the pistol. There's a snap. Quarterback sweeps right, following the block of Makisha Edwards. They're down to about the 11-yard line, which will bring up a third and a 3, short 4. That's one thing I never understood about announcers. How can you say it's a long 3 or a short 4? It's either 3 or 4, not a long 3 and a short 4. I don't understand that type of measurement. There's a timeout on the field by the Las Vegas Showgirls. This is Coach Matt McCray, who has just moved out to the West Coast from the East Coast. And I'm here to the West Coast, been here for about 6 months now, have coached a lot of high school and college football, have broadcast football from the East Coast up into the Midwest, have coached a lot of great athletes in my time, the great Vernon Maxwell, who played with the Houston Rockets. My son was a McDonald's All-American in basketball, rated as the third best point guard on the East Coast. And being a great defensive coordinator for all these years and watching the play of this game, I'm pleased with the strength of both defenses, but I'm just a little disturbed with the preparation of the offenses, which making a lot of mental mistakes of not focusing on the ball and the formation, and there's just a lot of movement when you can just sit still, watch the football, wait for the movement, and then blast off. We have 3rd down and 4 on the 12-yard line. Quarterback snaps, takes the pitch, looks right, throws into the end zone, it's blocked. The pass was a little behind, but it was wide open, and when a play is like that, whether it's a bad throw or a good throw, your receiver's got to make a quarterback look good. You got to catch the football. Those are one where when I was quarterbacking, the receivers did not want to come back to the huddle. They just would run right to the sideline and send a new receiver in because they were going to hear from me if they had come back to the huddle. Okay, fourth down, trips left. Quarterback in the pistol formation, Makisha Edwards behind. There's a fake pitch. Turns, tucks, get up inside, and she's tackled with a nice tackle right there at the 9-yard line. I believe they had to get down to about the 8 or inside the 8 to make a first down, and the signal has already signaled it is a first down from the 9-yard line for the Utah Jays, as the Las Vegas Showgirl had a great run. Turnover on down, and there is an injured Showgirl player down on the field at the 15-yard line. And with her being down, we're going to step aside for a quick break.
The key, you're not blue blocking my key every time.
You know I'm smarter than that.
No, but you should have brought it. You knew you were coming.
Change.
You can go in your plan and forget my keys, but you're gonna be worried about getting some PlayStation as opposed to keeping up with the keys.
I know, but I'm saying if I give it to you, you're gonna be more interested in. I said turn it on. No, I'm saying if you're picking up, you'll lay it down to pick up the keys and leave my keys in the car. And we're back. We're back with the action here in Las Vegas, Nevada at State Lutheran High School, home of the State Crusaders. Utah Jinx drop back, throws deep down the right sideline. The ball falls short. Incomplete pass. First down, defensive back has to read the eyes of the receiver. When the eyes get big, the hand goes up. Defensive back got to learn to get their head around, find the ball, and attack the ball at its highest point. Those are some drills and skills that Coach Lee and the defensive staff need to work on with their defensive backs. It is now second down and 15. During the break in the action, there was a legal procedure which caused a 5-yard loss to Jinx. Snaps the ball. Quarterback's drop. Look, tackled on and about the half-yard line. Now the defense is really stiffening for the Las Vegas Showgirls. And as I said at the beginning of the telecast, that the inside of the Las Vegas Showgirls defense is really strong. They've shown signs of weaknesses on the edge with the defensive end and their defensive backs. There is a timeout with the Utah Jinx calling a timeout with third down, and the ball is on about the half-yard line. Now, what coach needs to do is with that inside pressure of the defense, and they're that deep down in the territory, is to come up with some type of inside pressure or twist with the tackles and the inside linebacker to create some type of a pressure on the offensive line. Because knowing anything about football, I don't think the coaching staff from Utah will take a chance of dropping back into the end zone to throw a pass or a slow developing play to give the Showgirls any chance of making a tackle. If anything, try to punch it out right up the middle and then let your punter kick it out of the end zone. With that being said, I think the defense now with Coach Lee should create some type of inside pressure with a twist or a stunt with a backer to try to create some inside pressure to force the issue against the Utah Jinx. Jinx quarterback under center, motion left, go back right, jet movement, inside run with the quarterback or the other quarterback, run a pickup of about a yard, yard and a half, which is, from a coaching standpoint, a very smart thing to do, is just run the ball up the middle, give your punter another couple of extra steps to punt the ball out of the end zone. Now, what do they need to do is come into a tight formation punting so that you don't get any seepage up the middle to block the punt, but have a tight formation and just kick it out the best you can and then play good defense. The win is behind the punter's back, and the Showgirls should get a pretty good field position from this punt because the last punt traveled 22 yards from the punter. There's a bad snap. Bobble in the end zone. The kick is blocked. It is recovered in the end zone. Touchdown. The ball, not only a safety, but a touchdown. This is where coaches will have to drill their punters that it is a lot easier if you're sure that you're going to get a block. If you turn and run out of the back of the end zone, you give up a 2 points as opposed to getting it blocked, getting it covered, and giving up 6 points. But those are things that coaches will have to go over to educate their players on in crucial situations, what to do when things do not go well. With 10 minutes and 2 seconds left in the second quarter, the Las Vegas Showgirls come up with a big block on the punt block, recover the ball in the end zone for a touchdown, and now they're lining up for the extra point. Looks like the kicker will be number 12, Amanda Vernon, will attempt the point after the snap. Bad hold. Quarterback is just standing and taking extra shots when just when you realize you can't get anything extra. To keep from taking extra shots, just go down. You have the lead for 6-2. You have a 4-point lead. With the way your defense is playing, the offenses are making lots of mistakes. You don't have to try to be the hero of the game and to make big plays. Just go down, let your defense play. For the first 4 or 5 games of the season, the defense is going to carry the offense. It doesn't matter what level of football that you're going to play, defense will always carry the offense in the first part of the season because the defense is reacting. Offense is timing and execution, so it takes a little time to bring everybody together to get that to go. Now, there's some confusion on the field. The confusion is that both teams are lining up on the wrong side of the field. That's the confusion. The Showgirls was so excited in scoring, they ran to the wrong side, and the Jinx was so dejected after getting their punt blocked, they went to the opposite side of the field. Now, things have been corrected, and I'm going to get some clarification because I see now that the Utah Jinx are lining up on the 45-yard line, and the Las Vegas Showgirls are kicking off from their 35. Did something happen? Why?
No, they kicked on 35.
Okay. There was a kick, and there's a player down on the field. There was a high end-over-end kick. The Utah Jinx received the football, brought it back up to the 45-yard line, and there's an injured Showgirl
on the play.
And with this injury on the field, we're going to take a short pause for the calls.
It was,
Mm-hmm.
But shouldn't there be at least 40 yards
difference?
10?
Okay.
Because you kicked with 35, they were almost up to 40.
And originally they weren't, they moved it by
more than 25. Okay.
Yeah, this league changed from 30.
Rodriguez was helped off the field. First down for the Utah Jacks on their own 45-yard line. There's a snap. Quarterback comes to the left. She's being chased by a host of showgirls as she's tackled at or about the line of scrimmage. We'll look and see if there was no gain or a small loss. Going to bring up, let's say second down and 11. There was a small loss of a yard on the play by the quarterback of the Utah Jacks who took the snap and came to the offense left, defense right. The Jacks up to the line, double wing, quarterback is under center, call signal, there's movement to the right, toss sweep to the right by number 21, turns, cuts inside. Steps up, a pickup of about 4 yards. That will bring up third down and 7. As she moves up to the 48-yard line of the Utah Jinx.
What?
As the sun goes down here in Las Vegas, the temperature has dropped. The Jinx come up, double wing, quarterback, under center, call signal, drop back the pass, look right, throws a little pop pass over top to the little swing out to the wing back, and the wing back was unexpected. The ball falls right in the area where if the wing back had turned and looked, possibly catch and then turn up field for a first down. But as is, it's fourth down and 7 from the 49-yard line of the Utah Jinx. Let's see if they, as they drop back into punt formation, back deep for the Las Vegas Showgirls. There's a punt. Kick. Into the hands of number. A nice return by number 29, Kelly Walters, who grabbed the ball at about the 15-yard line and scampered up the left side until about the 35-yard line. A great return by the Las Vegas Showgirls. We have 6:08 left in the ball in the first half with the score, Las Vegas Showgirls 6, Utah Jinx 2. The Showgirls will do their fourth possession from their own 35-yard line, moving left to right. Coach Deion Lee is screaming out instructions to his offense. they're coming out with that familiar formation, twins left, twins right, split left. On the snap of the ball, there are flags. There's a dead ball, delay of the game on the offense. And that is why Coach Lee has been showing some disgust as he's been waving frantically on the sideline with his offense, because they're slow getting into the huddle and getting the play called. And big number 75, Officer Tucker's come on the field. And when I say big, number 75 is a massive lady. She takes up the offensive side of the ball. She blocks. Quarterback, this one tackle, step stop, shoulder back, cut inside. Martinez is fighting, but fumbles the ball deep in the end zone at the 20-yard line. We'll wait for the official call to see who recovered. Wait for the official to untangle the pile.
I think they had a prior stop, a fumble.
Ah. Correction. Progress was stopped. There was no fumble, but it sounds so good when I get excited and go, fumble, fumble. So, but the progress had been stopped. There was no fumble. Las Vegas Showgirls will keep the ball, but there was a big loss of about 15 yards. So we're going to say it is second down and 25. Quarterback. There's a fumble. I think the quarterback now is number 29, Kerry Walters. There is third down and long. Third down and about 25. Showgirls. Quarterback Kerry Walters. Snap overhead, but this time Makisha Edwards standing behind her in the deep back formation was able to corral the football and fall forward for a modest, no, a modest 2 yard loss. Coach Lee needs to get his center on the sideline at halftime and really, really work on that short snap. As a team, fourth down, now the Las Vegas Showgirls is getting into punt formation. Back deep for the Utah Jinx have two deep people deep to receive the punt from the Las Vegas Showgirls. There's a snap, a kick, a nice end over end. Hits at about the 46, bounces to about the 45. She picks up on the right side, jumps, steps inside, steps left to her left, cuts, moves from her own 45 to the 40-yard line of the Las Vegas Showgirls. With 5 minutes and 27 seconds down four, the Utah Jinx are in good position with good field position to make something happen going into the half here. So now what Utah needs to do is mount a solid drive to try and get momentum back on their side. Utah up. Double wing. They're trying to line them up in a double wing. There's a flag. Wait for the official signal.
Too many players on the field.
Ah. Dead ball.
Put a signal
now. We're waiting to see the official call.
Double sticks for first down. Yeah, you got it. I think it was a dead ball. But you had a player run off and nobody come on, so they probably had too many people on the field.
We had too many participation, so double wing, number 21, in motion, quarterback, drops back, throws out into the flat, a little swing pass, number 21, catches down the flat, gets up the right sideline, and bumped out of bounds at about
the
28-yard line, and it will be a first down for the Utah Jets. And as I previously said, the inside of the interior line of the Las Vegas Showgirls defensive line is really stout. But the flats and the flanks of the defense is a little soft and suspect. And right now, Utah is taking advantage of getting the ball out on the edge. There's another swing pass in the flat. Number five gets it. Gets to the corner, turns upfield, and picks up a good first down play as she moves another 6 yards on the play. Now, Utah has seen where I've been speaking all game about the swing passes to the flat or running the option off the edge of the flank that you can attack the defense of the Las Vegas Showgirls under center. Swing, number 21. Another swing pass thrown out to the flat to number 21. And this time, the Las Vegas Showgirls read the play and step up to make a nice play on defense. And look like number 22, Nicole Dickerson, with a big defensive play, brings up third down and 6. A loss of 1 on that play. The Utah Jets, double wings. There's movement. Running back bumps into the quarterback. Quarterback has to get off rhythm and now scramble up front to get back to or picks up a yard on the play, and the Utah Jets will come into a punt formation. And with both offenses tonight, they will have good movement from 30 to 30-yard line, but once they get across the 30, they begin to make a lot of mental mistakes. This time, the Utah Jets is lining up for this 38-yard field goal. There's a kick. Low end over end. So there is a flag. There's a flag on the play. We're going to wait to see what the call is. The official is talking to a showgirl, which leads me to believe that this play is going to go against the Utah Jets. And with just the hand up and the motion, that will be not a dead ball, but illegal formation. So on that field goal attempt, the Utah Jets was in an illegal formation. So now the showgirl takes over with 2 minutes and 49 seconds left on their own 27-yard line. Double wing, snap, hand off to Makisha Edwards. She's hitting the backfield. She turns, she twists, she moves around. She has a great run, sounds good, but for no gain, there's a lot of hustling and bustling to try to fight to get back to the line of scrimmage. This offensive line really needs to shore itself up to give Makisha an opportunity to get her shoulder headed downfield so that she can run behind her pads. She's a big running back. She's a bruising back. But if you can't give her an opportunity to get a full head of steam up, it's going to be hard for her to use her size and speed. Second down and 10. Makisha, deep. Short snap. Quarterback drops back the pass. Throw to the flat. It is short. Intended receiver was number 19, Ashley McConnell. And in at quarterback, number 13, Angela Walter.
is the quarterback.
2 minute warning.
And that was the 2 minute warning. And so they got the playoff in time prior to the official stopping the clock for the 2 minute warning. So with 1 minute and 53 seconds left in the second quarter, the Showgirls, 6. The Utah Jinx, 2. Coach Lee has his team huddled on the sideline, trying to give them some inspirational words of encouragement to hang on to the ball and just not make a mistake and go into the half with a 4-point lead, get yourself together, and then come back out in the second half and try and mount the drive, because they would get the ball back in the second half because they kicked off in the first to start the game. So to start the second half, the Showgirls will have the football. Okay, we're back with live action as the Showgirls break the huddle, come up to the line of scrimmage. They have trips left. Quarterback Angela Walter calls the snap, takes, roll right, looks to throw, being chased, turns the corner, gets on the sideline, and she's run out of bounds at about the 25-yard line. So it's going to be a small gain by quarterback Angelo Walter, as it will be fourth down, and looks like Coach Lee is going to go into a punt formation with 1 minute and 44 seconds left. The punter is standing back on about the 16-yard line. The receivers for the Utah Jinx, one is on the 49-yard line of the Showgirls. The other one is about the 45 of their own. There's a kick in over here, bop, goes over here. Nice roll, picked up at the 38-yard line. She circles to the right, comes back to the left. She's hit by a host of Las Vegas Showgirls at the 39-yard line. We have 1 minute, 27 seconds to go before the half. And this is Coach Mac McCray here with the play-by-play and color commentating of the first game of the season for the Las Vegas Showgirls. The ball is set. The whistle is blown. Time has started. The Utah Jinx break the huddle, and the gold helmets and blue jerseys, they're going, moving from right to left. Double wing, quarterback under center. There's a snap. Drop back. Look. Throws. And the pass is out in the flat, but defensive back has never turned to find the football. If they learn to get their head around, that was an easy interception for the defense, or a play on the ball. But these defensive backs are getting locked in on the receiver, and they're not finding the football once the ball is in the air. Second down and 10 from the 40-yard line. Utah, double wing, quarterback, snap, drop back the pass, look left, throws across the middle. Oh, almost an interception. But in this game, almost does not count. That only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades. Here, you got to make the play. 1 minute, 16 seconds left. Third down and 10 for the Utah Jinx. That was number 19 on the breakup. Ashley McConnell made a great defensive play on the ball. Quarterback under center. Double wing. Snap. There's a whistle. Hands up. False start on the Utah Jinx. Utah has come out in this last 30 seconds or so, throwing the ball like it was a West Coast offense or the Brigham Young offense, just throwing the ball up in the air, got some good routes going, but the quarterback just needs to have a little bit more timing and protection. Quarterback, drops like the pass. There's whistles. And again, false starts on the offense. Now the Utah Jinx is moving in the wrong direction. Instead of putting this automobile in drive, they have it in reverse, and they're going in the opposite direction. And now it's third down and about 20. Devil wing, quarterback under center, drop back the pass, look right. Throws long down the right sideline. Oh, in and out of the hands of the receiver right at the first down marker. And this is what I was saying about that Las Vegas defense. The deep pass, the flat pass, and the swing pass are all open. Cross the middle for passes is closed. Running up the middle is closed. Coach Lee is going to have to work feverishly in the halftime and the rest of the season to shore up those deficiencies by his defense. They're in punt formation. There's a snap. The kick. A nice punt this time by... Oh! What a miss! It looked almost like a mental mistake on the Las Vegas showgirl. She ran under the punt like she was going to catch it, moved at the last moment. The coaches on the Utah side is livid because they thought the punt returner had touched the ball and run out of the way. As a good football player, the defense picked the loose ball up and ran into the end zone, make the official make the call. Never anticipate. Grab the ball and run. Make the official make the call. The official has called that the ball was not touched by the Las Vegas showgirl. The ball is down where the runner had grabbed the ball for Utah at the 20-yard line. So with 54 seconds left on the clock, Las Vegas showgirls take the ball from their own 20-yard line with trips right. And the previous play is under review. And the official goes under the hood to see if the play was touched by the punt returner. And that was such a quick return, the official ruled that the ball was not touched by the punter, and the Las Vegas Showgirl will keep the ball on the 20-yard line. And you can hear the music in the background by Black and Yellow, but it should be green and yellow for those Green Bay Packers. How about them Packers? I'm trying to be in good spirit today because my team, the mighty, mighty Florida Gators, lost today to the Butler Bulldogs. But the mighty Gators will bounce back as one of my former players, Will Muschamp, will be the head football coach of the mighty Florida Gators football team. And Billy Donovan will have the basketball team back next year, ready to fight and compete for a national title. Back to live action. The showgirls are up at the line of scrimmage. 54 seconds left. There's a snap. Hand off to Makisha. Left side. 6-1 tackle. Stand. Turns. Stands up. Takes lots of punishment as she's being pushed back. Can't tackle her. And there is a late flag. The ball comes out after the flag has been thrown. We'll wait and see what the official call is. These last 2 minutes has been pretty filled with mental mistakes. There's a walk-off against the Utah Jinx. And it looks like one of those 15-yarders, the big one. Personal foul, face mask on the jinx. And I guess if someone grabs your face mask, you will let the ball go as well. First down. The Showgirls have a first down on their own 27-yard line. We got 41 seconds to go before halftime. The Showgirls will be going left to right with the 4-point lead. Will Coach Lee try to add to this lead, or will he play it safe and go into halftime with the lead? The Showgirls, trips right, quarterback in the pistol formation, Makisha Edwards, the deep back, just like the pass. The quarterback is running. Oh, it's running to the official. She's tackled. Coach Lee seems like he's not willing to play it safe. And with the quarterback rolling, she comes down. I hate to speculate with the injury, but we have an injured Showgirl on the ground. The quarterback who was rolling out got tackled and went down. Now, I know the quarterback has been nursing some injuries of a sore ankle. I hate to speculate, but we will wait and see if she has re-injured that ankle again. Coach Lee is out on the field along with the trainer. The player is up, walking on the field a little gingerly, but it doesn't seem like it is a major. And the number three comes in, Sydney Peachman. We have 24 seconds left in the second quarter. The Showgirls took a big chance on rolling out, trying to get a pass out, and got tackled on the sideline. And now Coach Lee has trips left, a new quarterback in. Will he go for another pass? Ah! Coach Lee knew that the time would run off before the play. And with that, that is halftime. We have a 12-minute halftime to score. Las Vegas Showgirls 6, Utah Jinx 2. And we'll be back in 12 minutes for the halftime.
Yes. Yeah.
You said we're
not
champions.
It
looked
familiar all the time.
That's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls,
boys and girls.
I'd like to introduce you to something special. Las Vegas,
Las Vegas
Showgirls.
Las Vegas Showgirls.
Hey.
We ballin', what you gon' do about it? We ballin', what you gon' do about it?
Hey.
We ballin', what you gon' do about it? Las Vegas Showgirls.
Hey.
We ballin', what you gon' do about it? What you gon' do about it?
Hey.
We ballin', what you gon' do about it?
Hey.
We ballin', oh, you didn't know. Play callin' and watch Tina go. The MVP, you should envy. She like an all-star, thanks to Flea Lee. We run the LV with Miss Carey, and on the defense, Shamika and Stephanie. You know you're scared, not in our house. You think you finished score, not in our house. Every down we try to take it there.
Yeah,
grab a ball, find a field, we can take it there. And to the naysayers, check the game face, buy a ticket, and check us out on game day. Cause we in it to win and play the same way. Tough ladies don't care what the haters say. So bring it, watch the show, girls handle their biz. Going hard till we ballin' in the championship. Las Vegas, show girls,
hey.
We ballin', what you gon' do about it? We ballin', what you gon' do about it?
Hey.
We ballin', what you gon' do about it? Las
IRLZ. SHOWGIRLZ.
I gotta die.
your back. And halftime festivities are over. The DJs on the wheels of steel got the crowd all excited. I'm out of breath from running up and down the stairs. This booth has to get an elevator in it, like they did when I was in the NFL. We had elevators going up and down to the booth. Here, you got to climb the stairs. But it's halftime. We have 30 minutes to go in this game. Third quarter is about to begin. The Showgirls out on the field. The Utah Jinx are running out. The Showgirls will get the ball first as they deferred in the first half. Kicks off to the Utah Jinx. The Showgirls will receive the ball to start the second half. They'll be going from left to right or north to south, going into a light breeze. The flags in the south end zone is waving pretty briskly. So the wind is blowing, and it should help the kickoff team with being able to kick the ball a little deep. So we're here with the score. Las Vegas Showgirls 6, the Utah Jinx 2. The second half is about to begin. Utah is teeing the ball up on the 35-yard line as the Las Vegas Showgirls are lining up. Now, the rules are only have to be about 10 yards from the kickoff. What I don't understand about Coach Lee and the Showgirls and that they're about 20 yards back. Understanding the rules, all the ball has to go is 10 yards, and the team that is kicking the ball can recover. If Utah wants to play and get back into this ball game, now Coach Lee has recognized that his offense is too far back, and he moved them up 10 yards. Because I was about to say, if they stay back 20 yards, all you got to do is just onside kick, let it go 10 yards. You got to run 10. They got to run 10, and you'll be able to get the kick. It's up. End of the end. It bounces at the 25-yard line. It's over one. It is picked up. She's dancing. She steps inside. She bounces outside. Boom! Boy, slobber knocker. She really got hammered at the 27-yard line. Oh, I know some of these old terms are from the John Madden game of football when John Madden did Monday Night Football and Sunday Night Football and what have you. He would always talk about the slobber knocker and what have you. But that was a terrific form tackle. You could see her head snap back like she was in a whiplash. That was a great open third quarter tackle. Showgirls, trips right, quarterback, pistol formation, snap, flag, yellow hankies all over the field. It is illegal procedure by the Las Vegas Showgirls, and this is what you do not need coming out of halftime. You have plenty of time to talk about your mistakes of the first half, and then on the opening play of the third quarter, you come out with a penalty. This is a lack of mental preparation. They must watch the football and don't go on sound, but go on movement. Quarterback takes a snap, takes a step. It was designed draw. It's just a redraw. You show pass, and then if the middle of the field opens up, you just stick and get up the center of the field and get as many yards as you can. And on that, she was only able to get back to the line of scrimmage. It is still second down and 15. The Showgirls in their blue jerseys with silver helmets going left to right. Trips left. Quarterback stop. Pitches to the left side. Oh! She was hit hard in the backfield.
The trips receivers are not blocking or running the defensive backs off that are covering them. They're sort of coming off the line a little slow, and what's happening is the defensive backs are reacting and getting upfield, and that was a 2-yard loss. So now we have 3rd and 17. Coach Lee needs to really get his wide receiver a lot of blocking drills this week in practice. There's a snap. Handoff to the inside back. She steps inside off left tackle. Looks like a little cross block from the wing T formation, a little cross block, and was able to get upside for a nice 3-4 yard gain. Brings up 4th down, and the Showgirls will be punting into a nice win that is coming out of the south end zone. Utah is back deep to receive the punt. They have a double safety. One is about the 44-yard line. The other is on the 39. The Showgirls, punt formation, stops, kicks. Nice high kick that goes all the way, hits, and goes out of bounds at the 41-yard line. That was a nice kick by the Showgirls to be deep in their territory and to get the ball across the 50-yard line into Utah's territory. Was a great kick by the Las Vegas Showgirls. I almost said Los Angeles. That's when you have to do that commercial with Southwest Airlines. Want to get away? Get away. I almost made that terrible mistake. Utah Jinx, with their first possession of the second half, comes up double wing. They're on the 41-yard line. There's motion to the right with the quarterback. Now there's an inside duck, a little cross duck from the wing tee. There was a fumble on the play, so we're going to look and see who recovered the football. As the pile untangles, the Showgirls come up with the loose ball. There is an injured player on the ground, and the player is from the Utah Jinx. But that was a nice little counteraction where you're in a double wing. If you're familiar with the wing T formation, you have a double wing. Number 21 went into motion, and a basic play out of that is the buck sweep. But then you have a counter coming back with the other wing back to the side of the motion. That was a play that was run. It was a fumble, and we don't know if the person who was carrying the ball is the injured player, but there is an injured player on the field. But the Showgirls recovered the loose ball on the field. They would take control at the Utah 44-yard line when play resumed. There's 12 minutes and 16 seconds left in the third quarter. We're here in Las Vegas, Nevada, at the home of the Faith Lutheran Crusaders. The players, everyone's giving them a big round of applause as she is being carried off the field. And the Utah Jinx, I almost said Utah Jazz, but the Utah Jinx have a great following with them. They drove over from Utah down to Las Vegas, and they have a great following to come and watch them play football. And I'm truly amazed about the following that they have in the latest football. To the line of scrimmage, trips left for the Showgirls. Quarterback box a signal. There's a snap. Inside handoff. Safe. Quarterback takes it. Goes left. As she scampers left, she picks up about 1 yard on that quarterback keeper to the left side of the formation. Now is the time that Coach Lee needs to put together some type of a drive to get the momentum and the confidence of the Las Vegas Showgirls back so these young ladies will have some confidence in hanging on to the ball, making blocks, and making something positive happen. So something good got to happen on this drive for their psychic trips left. Pistol formation. There's a snap, another high snap. Handing off to the running back. And she slammed down by number 40 of the Utah Jets. That was running back number 88, Gino Lorenzo, on an inside handoff from the pistol formation. And she was slammed to the ground like a little rag doll. Showgirls really need to tighten up their blocking scheme because there seem to be a lot of missed blocks on the offensive side of the football. We have trips left. 44-yard line, quarterback box signals, takes it, step up inside. The quarterback is number 20, Martina. Number 7, Samantha Martinez is your quarterback. So now they're on the 44-yard line, and Coach Lee is not taking a chance. He's playing field possession. So now he is going to punt the ball to try to pin the Utah Jinx deep in their territory. There's a snap, the kick, a low end-over-end kick, and it was caught at the 30-yard line, got on one knee, got up and ran back to the 35-yard line. And I got to get out of this college mode because when she went to her knee, the first thing I thought was, oh, she's down. But they're not playing by the college rules. So Utah with their second possession. Ball is on the 35-yard line. They are moving from right to left. There's double wing, quarterback under center, calls out the signal. There's a snap, stop, lift the pass, throws across the middle, has an open receiver, but an errant pass as the receiver coming across the middle was open, but the quarterback did not throw a good pass that was catchable. Brings up second down and 10 from the 35 for the Utah Jinx. 9 minutes and 50 seconds left in the third quarter. Double wing. Two wides. Quarterback drop back the pass. Look. Throws deep down the right sideline. And the Utah fans are upset. They wanted pass interference. There was a great pass. Receiver turned to look inside. We got to get the defensive backs from the Las Vegas Showgirls to turn and find the football. They're running with their backs turned, and they're not seeing the ball while in the air. Double wing. The left wing's in motion. Quarterback drop back the pass. Throws over the middle. And it was tipped by their offensive player. So that brings up fourth down, fourth and 10 for the Utah Jinx. You're going to see that they're going to go into punt formation. Back deep with a single safety for the Las Vegas Showgirl. She's back to her own 30-yard line. Waiting to punt, a hot punt. Rugby style kick, runs to the right, kicks it. She's going to have to learn to be sure hand with that catch because as soon as she touched it, she was hit by a Utah player, fumbled the ball, but the Showgirls having a little bit of luck on this side as they're making some mental mistakes but being able to recover the football. there are a lot of things that coach is going to have to work on this week when they go back to practice with the snapping and the pass protection. The defense will have to show up their outside leverage. Back to live action. We got trips left. Quarterback in the pistol formation. There's a snap. Hand out to Makisha Edwards. Number 17 runs up the middle. There's a fumble, but the whistle has been blown. The forward progress has been stopped. Makisha Edwards is a load. She's not able to run as she did the first two times in the first half. She's running a little timid now. She's not carrying the ball in a proper football carrying position. She's dropping her arms and sort of catching the ball in the breadbasket, and she's not securing the football. She got to put a 6-point secure on the football and hold the ball high and tight. Trips left. Quarterback calls a signal. There's a snap. Takes it. Slips and goes down. They're having all types of trouble on the offensive end of the football for the Las Vegas Showgirls. Coach Lee needs to find some type of rhythm or play that is going to give them some confidence that they can execute. Number 19 comes off the field, Ashley McConnell. Number 7, Samantha Martinez at quarterback. Makisha Edwards, the deep back. She looks at throw across the middle, and the ball was caught. Nice catch by the Showgirls. A nice pass by Martinez as she steps up and just rifles one down the inside to pick up a nice chunk of yardage. Not enough for the first down, but she picked up some valuable yardage to aid the punter in this punting situation. So that was a nice pass, a great confidence builder to know that I can pass the ball, but it picked up much needed yardage. So now your punter will have a chance to get off a good punt. There's a break in the action. There's a timeout call by Coach Lee of the Las Vegas Showgirls. And with that, we're going to step aside for a quick pause for the calls. You got to come into your bag of tricks to do something to inspire your team to try and get old Mo back on your side. And so he rolled the dice. Remind me a little bit of the Mad Hatter down in LSU in Louisiana, which I do not like because they play my Gators. But the Mad Hatter would pull something like that. And Coach Lee pulled off a tremendous play to keep the momentum on the side of the Las Vegas Showgirls. First down from the Utah 48. Pass. Rolls out into the flat. It is caught up the right sideline. She stumbled, and she gets a big gain down to the 25-yard line. A pickup of about 23, 24 yards. A great pass, and this is what I was talking about earlier. You pull something out of your hat to change the momentum of the game. Now the offense gets momentum because they're fired up because you pull the trick play with a fake punt and pick up a first down. You come right back and throw a nice little quick out, quick hits in the flat, and she turns with a yak yards after catch to pick up another 15 yards. Now the Showgirls are right outside of the red zone. The ball is on the 25-yard line of the Utah Jinx. The Showgirls are marching with 5 minutes and 10 seconds left on the 25-yard line. The ball is snapped. Quarterback drops at the pack. Look, throws, but it was tipped by number 41 and was hit. The quarterback was hit by number 7 of the Utah Jinx. It will be 2nd down and 10 for the Las Vegas Showgirls. It is 2nd down and 10 from the 25-yard line. The quarterback tosses to Makisha Edwards. Makisha gets a full head of steam as she gets around the left end for some positive yardage. Now the Las Vegas Showgirls are picking up some steam. Great passing, now some great running by number 17, Markeisha Edwards, as she turns the corner to pick up 6 yards. It is now 3rd down and 4 from the Utah 19-yard line. The quarterback and 4. There's another tall sweep to the right, this time to Makisha. Oh! This is what we were talking about earlier. Makisha is a big back. She runs with authority, but she doesn't run behind her pads. Her pads are not low enough, and she's leaving too much of a target for the defense to fire off on. Makisha got to learn to drop her pads, get behind her pads, and get her knees up and run hard. She runs hard, but she's not running downhill behind her pads. It is from the 17-yard line. It's 3rd down and 2 yards to go for a first down for the Las Vegas Showgirls. Trips right. Quarterback calls out the signal. There's a snap. Another tall sweep on the pitch. Instead of running hard, they are dancing, and Coach Lee. We're going to have to see where this was. If that was fourth, that was 4th down, and we want to see, did they get a 1st down? And so now they're going to look to the far side of the field. The officials are calling for a measurement. But on that tall sweep, these running backs are not dropping their shoulders and getting on the balls of their feet, dropping their pads, getting their knees up, and leaning forward. They're standing straight up, and when they're getting hit, they're moving backwards. As a running back, you got to get your shoulders square to the line of scrimmage, drop your pads, and get your knees coming up into your shoulder pads so that when you run forward, if anything, you're going to fall forward as opposed to being falling backwards. There's a change to the far side of the field with the measurement. We're waiting in suspense. There's the measurement. It is short. 1st down for the Utah Jinx as Coach Lee gambled with the top three with a small back trying to get to the outside, and they were stopped short, just inches of getting a 1st down, but that's all it takes is just inches. And if you don't believe that inches matter, look at the Tennessee Titans in the Super Bowl when they came up inches short of scoring a touchdown and winning the Super Bowl, and they lost. So inches matters. So now the Utah Jets take over on the 15-yard line as the Las Vegas Showgirls roll the dice again to try and pick up the first down and came up short. On defense, the Las Vegas Showgirls are on defense. On offense are the Utah Jets from their own 15-yard line. Double wing, number 21 is in motion. And there was a little guard trap off the right side. The most formidable offense that is called from a wing team formation is the 24 guard trap. And that is where your left wing back goes in motion. Everybody starts running to the motion, and then you trap the interior lineman with your guard. There's a fumble on the play. Quarterback picks it up and falls forward for a positive yardage. And there's a fumble covered by the Showgirls. Covered by the Showgirls on the 25-yard line of the Utah Jets. So the Showgirls has another chance to mount a drive to put something on the board to give it a 2-score lead against the Utah Jets. There's 2 minutes and 53 seconds left in the ball game. Makisha Edwards back into the game. Quarterback drops back. Has plenty of time to throw. Throws in the flat. Has the receiver open. And she is looking to run before you secure the football. And when you kick your eyes off the ball, bad things will happen. Receivers must be able to look the ball in, tuck it in, secure the ball, and then turn to get upfield. Number 75 is going into the lineup to play offense. So this time they move it to the left side of the line. There was movement in the line. No flags, and with the tackle lining up wide in a bad position, it just left open the left side of the line, and Utah just filled that board and dropped the quarterback for about a 10, 12-yard loss. And that is a coaching mistake there. You send the number 75 into the game, who takes a long time to waddle out on the field, and then you move her to the left side of the line. She doesn't know the play, and she can't even get set. They put in the line for plays in so slow and late. So now, the Showgirls, who had good field position, is now operating from the 35-yard line. There's a snap. Nakisha starts to go the wrong way. Quarterback looks. She's dropped for another loss. There are a lot of mental mistakes that are going on in the game at this time. Coach Lee has to get his offensive players settled down and focused again. You're on the 25-yard line. Now you're back to the 37. You're going in reverse. It's fourth down and 27. They're in punt formation. They should be able to get Utah 10 deep down into their own area. Punt formation. There's a snap. The kick. A high end over end that hit inside the 10 and is going to be down there. Good field position for the defense. Offense now has 88 yards to go. They're pinned down in deep in their own end zone. Now, the Showgirls got to mount some type of defense of attack to really stymie the offense of the Utah Jinx. So let's see what Coach Lee is coming up with, any type of defensive pressure to try and keep this Utah offense deep in their territory. There's motion to the right. They're up into the line. There's a fumble. Ball's on the ground. Looks like Showgirls come up with another loose ball. And it is the Showgirls with a great defensive effort. And this is what I was talking about from a defensive standpoint. You had them deep down, knowing that they're a little weak. And what the first thing they did was they walked their linebackers up into the gap. And now the offense gets a little nervous because now they're trying to figure out who shall I block because someone is in my gap. And now they lose their concentration on who they want to block because now you got to call up a different blocking scheme. And it causes a mistake. And that was a great defensive call by walking the linebackers up into the gap to cause confusion by the offensive line. So the Showgirls take over on the 17-yard line of the Utah Jinx. And there's a whistle. Timeout by the Utah Jinx. And with that, we'll step aside for a quick break.
Look at them. Why you get caught for the pause? You don't see a lot of radio.
On the 17-yard line. Hand off to Makisha. She steps inside, and the big back is running downhill with some authority. From the Utah Jinx 17-yard line, Makisha was able to go off of the left side and run down inside to about the 9-yard line. For a pickup of 8 yards, second down and 2. As they go again, hand up to Makisha, quarterback fake, gets tackled for their, once again, flag on the play. Teams got to learn to recognize that when you get inside the red zone, that is when you really got to stay in your stance, be smart, and not move. Oh, the Showgirl gets a break. As once again, the defense lines up in the old neutral zone. So now that would give the Showgirls a first down, which will be a first and goal from the 4-yard line. Let's see. What Coach Lee has now, he got trips left. Makisha Evans, number 17, as a deep back. Motion. There's a snap. Hand off to Makisha. She's trying to bounce outside, and the defense is able to knock her back. Now they're trying to get a little stance with a little motion sliding down inside, and Makisha's running outside. They had great success when they kept the trips wide. Spread the defense, give the ball inside to Makisha, and just let her run off tackle and read and find the opening as opposed to running motion back into the formation and bringing the defense
and making Makisha bounce outside. She's a big girl, but she doesn't have great lateral movement, but she has great straight-ahead movement running downhill. So we don't need to make her bounce outside. We need to make her run downhill. Second down and goal to go. There's a timeout. End of the quarter. Okay, this is the fourth quarter. They're going down to the other end of the field. The Showgirls knocking on the door. The score is Las Vegas Showgirls 6, Utah Jinx 2. Now, Coach, we really need to get his offense set up here and let them know you're on the goal line. You cannot have any mental mistakes. Stop all of the fancy smashy trying to move and shift. Just line up in a football formation and play smash mouth football. Let's see who can buckle up their chin strap and just knock each other back. You don't have that far to go. You're on about the 4-yard line, 5-yard line. So do not try to get fancy and start running out and bouncing out and taking those long plays, those long development plays. You need those quick hitters. Just line up, push them back, and run right behind that offensive line that you have and stop trying to be fancy and just smash mouth football, buckle up your chin strap, put your mouth guard in, and just play smash mouth football. And that's what needs to happen, because you don't want to get fancy smashy down in the red zone and start going in reverse and come up empty-handed here. A field goal is nice, but right now you need to buckle your chin strap up and go mano a mano and just play smash mouth football and push them back into the end zone. Good. Makisha's back in the game.
One more last duck.
Take, throws into the corner. Touchdown! Showgirls! That was a nice play coming out of a timeout. And that's what you got to execute as a coach and as a team. When you come out of a timeout, something good needs to happen for the psyche of your team to develop good team chemistry and confidence in your team, that when we call a play, that it's going to work and you need to execute it. And this will give the Las Vegas Showgirls the confidence that they need in this fourth quarter to finish off the fourth quarter and go into next week's game ready to play. Lining up for the extra point. There's a bad snap. There's a throw. And another failed attempt at kicking. Right now, I understand Coach Lee wants to kick the football, but I think he would be better off if he would just go ahead and line up for two and run the same formation, the same play that he ran to score on, run that for the two-point conversion. Because there's several times he tried to kick, and it has been horrible in trying to execute the kicking game. Right now, the little short passing game that he has working is more amped to produce points than the kicking game. The kicking game needs some working on, but the little short passing game that he has with the little rollouts on the pistol formation is hard for Utah to defend and take away. So that should be his bread and butter inside the red zone or short yardage offense. So now your score is 12-2. 12 for the Las Vegas Showgirls and the Utah Jinx 2. There are 14 minutes and 55 seconds left in the game. The Showgirls are kicking off from right to left. There's approach. There's a kick, a high end over end that is touched at the 40-yard line. Fumble. Let's see who comes up with it. It's a 48-yard line of the Utah Jinx. Let's see who gets the ball. There's no signal yet. It's Utah's football. They will keep the ball on their own 48-yard line. There's a high end-over-end kick. And there is the Utah Jinx in the double wing. Hands up, bouncing around. Steps up on the inside, number 21 on a wing back around. Couldn't get to the outside, saw an inside crease. Stuck her right foot into the ground and was able to step up in and pick up some valuable yardage as she picked up about 4 yards. There's an injured player on the field. As soon as we can recognize the number, we will give you the number of the injured player. It was number 42, Cheryl Britt, fullback defensive tackle that was hit on that play. And she was able to get up and walk off under her own power. Second down, and let's say 6 for the Jinx from the 48-yard line of the Las Vegas Showgirls. It was a long pass down the left sideline, a beautiful pass. Receiver stopped running, but the Showgirls need to show up their pass defense, because their defensive backs are not keeping the Utah Jinx receiver from getting behind them. They're in a cover 3, 2 corners and a free safety, and what's happening is the safety is not getting over the top to give support to the corner, drop back the pass, looking left, throwing left again, throws to the flat. But you did have a running back running a wheel route out of the backfield up the sideline. And this time you had a corner and a linebacker getting out to the flat to take that away. But you really got to work on that cover 3 of getting on the play side, the linebacker into the hook curl area, and getting your corners to cover the deep third with your free safety and the man of the field reading where the ball is in the air to give help over the top. It is 4th down and 6 from the 48-yard line. Utah is in punt formation. There's a snap, a high snap over the head. The punter is running around. Finally does a rugby kick. Get it away. Oh, what a mistake by the Showgirls again. Is trying to run before you catch the football. But they were able to recover the loose ball. And I can understand why. There was nothing but open green grass in front of her, you know. But you got to catch the ball before you can run. Had she caught it, she could have picked up some valuable yardage for the Showgirls. 14 minutes and 7 seconds left in the game. The Showgirls take possession of the football on their own 41-yard line. Trips right. Number 17, Makisha Edwards in the backfield. Quarterback Bartosz signals, hands off to Makisha. She is tugging and chugging, and that is a flag on the play that was thrown in after the play. Let's look and see what the call is. The initial call is holding on the offensive line of the Las Vegas Showgirls.
We're going to scream and ask to see what number was the hold being called on. So that brings up second down and 20. First down and 20 from the 32-yard line. There's a snap. Quarterback takes to Makisha. Tries to run left. Gets around one. Gets around two. Puts a shoulder pass down and picked up at least the 10 yards that they had lost on the penalty, the holding penalty. So quarterback Martini was able to, Samantha Martini was able to pick up the 10 yards they had lost on the holding call, which brings them now second down and 10 from the 41-yard line. And there is another player down for the Las Vegas Showgirls. That is look like number 65, Alyssa Williams. You know, a lot of these players are going both ways, you know, and I think it had been I might just lie down for a couple of seconds to catch my breath, you know. So they're going both ways, and it's the first game. It's a cool, chill night, so it's not so much of a crampy night, but they're probably tired because of going both ways and trying to get in shape to play this rugged game. Second down and 10 from the 41-yard line, the Showgirls. There's another flag. Did they break the huddle with too many people in the huddle? Illegal substitution. So, you know, they're running back up to the 39-yard line, brings up second down and 15. Like when you make something good happen, something, oh, like a screen pass. Oh! There's a pass that was thrown by Martini right into the arm of a waiting defender for the Utah Jets as she scampers 32 yards for a touchdown. And as you said earlier, as soon as they take four steps forward, they take five steps backwards. And good thing that the Showgirls had scored earlier to make it 12-2. Now, with that touchdown, it is 12-8. Awaiting the extra point by the Utah Jinx, whether they would kick for the one-pointer or will they go for a two-pointer and put themselves in position to have a field goal win the game for them. Because right now the score is 6-8. If they kick the extra point, that gives them 9. A field goal will tie. But if they go for 2 and get it, that gives them 10. And now a field goal will give them a win. Because touchdown is coming awfully hard in the first game of the season for both teams. The Showgirl offense was able to put together a scoring drive. And the Utah Jinx defense was able to get them on the board with a safety and a touchdown. So both and the Utah Jinx are going for 2. Let's see what happens. Motion. Quarterback. Drop back. Tackle. And she's tackled. So now there's, you can't win the game now with the field goal. So now Utah, if the Showgirls do not go down and score a touchdown or do not score at all,
Utah will have to put the ball in the end zone or come back and get two field goals within 2 minutes, 12 minutes, and 54 seconds if they want to have a chance to win the game. So the score with 12 minutes and 54 seconds is your Las Vegas Showgirls 12, the Utah Jinx 8. Now the Showgirls runs back out on the field awaiting the kickoff of the Utah Jinx. So we'll see what Coach Lee has up his sleeve now for his Showgirls to try to put together a nice drive to try and take some time off the clock. Because right now, Ole Miss has jumped on the back of the Utah Jinx again. And these ladies are having the hardest time in understanding that they must only be 10 yards from the kick of the ball, because if they're more than 10 yards back, Utah could easily just kick an onside kick and recover. There's a high kick. There's a high kick. Showgirls gets it. Runs up the field at the 45-yard line. It's where the Showgirls will take over from the 45-yard line, their own 45, going right to left on the radio. With 12 minutes and 48 seconds left, the Showgirls, with the slim lead, 12-8, with the balls on their own 45-yard line. Coach Lee needs to put together a nice series of plays here and keep the ball and march down the field and get some points on the board. There's a snap. Quarterback keeper runs right up the middle. Falls forward for about a 2-3 yard gain. Brings up second down and 7 yards for the Showgirls. Makisha Edwards is still standing on the sideline. We have number 7, Samantha Martinez, as the quarterback. Second down and 7. Ball is on the 48-yard line. The Showgirls to the line of scrimmage. Trips right. Quarterback calls a signal. There's a snap. Inside handoff to the running back. And there is a small loss on that play. Once again, instead of running downhill or attacking straight ahead, they're running laterally. They're not playing north and south now. They're running east and west. And when you start to move east and west on offense, the defense automatically has the upper hand because you want, as a defensive player, you want to stretch the play. The worst thing to do is to have an offense that is north and south minded that will run the ball downhill at you. Running sideline to sideline is in favor of the defense. Trips left. There's a snap. Whistles, flag. Dead ball, false start on the offense. That's a false start. Moving too soon. Brings up third down. Third down and about 15. And once again, as soon as something good starts happening for the Showgirls offense, then they'll do something to take it back. There's a high snap. And it was covered by the running back. I know, speaking with Coach Lee at halftime, he was talking about making sure that he was going to shore up that high snap from the quarterback, and the quarterback is not like they're in a regular shotgun formation about 7 or 8 yards deep. They're only about 3 or 4 yards deep, and the ball is coming from the center that is going straight up in the air over the head of the quarterback. Now, on the punt, the ball is low, and they're hit at the 5-yard line. And if anything's going to have a low snap, it should be on the quarterback. But right now, the Las Vegas Showgirls is in the business of showing Utah how to win a ball game, because they're doing everything that they can within their powers to give the game away to the Utah Jets. So with that, Utah takes over on about the 6-yard line. About the 6-yard line, with 10 minutes and 30 seconds to go, Utah could take control of this game if they could push this one into the end zone. Quarterback rushes up to the line of scrimmage. Two wings, motion, turns, hand up to the wing back, who's in motion. She slammed at the line of scrimmage. That was first and goal from the 5, and with the motion and the wing back coming around, the defense stiffened and was able to stop the play with no gain. Bring up second and goal. Now, Utah is starting to try to run wide. I know early in the game, they were able to attack the flanks of the Las Vegas Showgirls and had some success. But in the second half, that has been taken away. Now, there's a fumble on the snap, and the Showgirls come up with a great stop to give themselves a chance to take control of the game again. There's a fumble on the 5-yard line. Just as the Showgirls tries to give the game away to the Utah Jinx, Utah turns around and says, "Hey, I'm going to give you a favor, and I'm going to turn the ball back over to you again." 9 minutes and 40 seconds left to go in the final stanza of the first game of the season for the Las Vegas Showgirls and the Utah Jinx. This transition from offense to defense is really hurting both teams and coaches. Coach Lee is really showing some frustration because of moving from offense to defense is causing a delay in the game, so he has to burn a timeout because players and coaches are not on the same page, knowing that defense had just turned the ball over and it was time for the offense to come out, and players on the sideline not knowing what is happening in the game, so they're late running on the field. When you got the ball on the 5-yard line, you can't afford to have a delay of the game and just get the ball moved down to the 2-yard line or 2.5. You're already in a bad situation deep on the deep end of the field. So therefore, you need to be smart and be ready to go play and not have to use your timeout to preserve an opportunity of losing yardage. Now we're back to live action. Trips right, motion, quarterback keeper. Martinez takes it, run, dances up the middle, and picks up about maybe, let me see where they margin. Maybe didn't even get a game. Nope, she was able to dance back to the line of scrimmage. I don't know what's wrong with Makisha Edwards, but I haven't seen her in the ball game lately as a running back. But they need to get her into the game and see if they can't just punch the ball at the middle of the defense. There's a snap. They're just running the quarterback. Just a quarterback keeper that's snapping the ball and running forward straight ahead with the quarterback. I can understand that logic. From an offensive standpoint, you want to run the ball straight ahead because you're deep in the territory of the Utah Jets. And what you want to do is you don't want to create any fumble or lost yardage by trying to be pretty and fancy with plays. But at the same time, you got to put the ball in the hand of your big back and let them try to smash the ball up into the line of scrimmage to get a first down. There's a handoff. Bounce outside. Looked like she had some running room. But then just as soon as the gate seemed like it was opening up for a big gain, Utah was able to close it. And now it's going to come up for a fourth down deep in Utah's territory. It's on the five-yard line. Now, Las Vegas Showgirls must punt the ball out of the end zone. So this time, Utah should be able to get good field position. So there is a timeout by the Utah Jets. And with that, we'll step aside for a quick commercial break. And we're back. Welcome back to Faith Lutheran Crusaders Field as the Showgirls punt the ball deep from the end zone. It hits and goes out of bounds at about the 24-yard line, giving the Utah Jets excellent field position. 7 minutes and 23 seconds left in the game. The score is Las Vegas Showgirls 12, the Utah Jets 8. Coach Lee is going to need a stellar defensive stance here to stop Utah from moving the ball or getting any points on the board. Utah looks a little confused on player running on the field late. There was a little movement, quarterback confused. Instead of trying to tackle the girl, we're trying to drag him and sling instead of form tackling and pounding to the ground. You want to sling like a slingshot. They're not tackling. They want to grab him and swing him around to try to sling them to the ground. There was a loss of about 6 yards, so it brings up second down and 16 from the 30-yard line. Second down for the Jets. They come up, double wing, quarterback on the center. There's a snap. Drop back the pass, looking to the right, throwing deep down. Whoa! Great break up by the safety. This is what I was talking about, the corners. The corners are not getting deep coverage in the deep third. They're allowing the running back or the receiver to get upfield and get on the inside as opposed to staying over the top and running through the inside shoulder to get to the ball. Jinx. Snap. Throws a little quick pop pass to the tight end. And that was one of my favorite passes when I got in trouble as a quarterback. I would read the inside and outside backer, had a call for the tight end, just called a little tight end pop pass, where you just take one step back, freeze the linebacker, and let the tight end run by, and just pop the ball down inside for a great pickup. Brings up fourth down and about 8 yards for the Jinx as a quarterback. Stop. Oh! And right up the middle, big number. That was Keisha, Markeisha Edwards from her linebacker spot, was able to just run right up the middle of the offensive line to thaw out the attack from the Utah Jinx and turn the ball over back to the Las Vegas Showgirls with 6 minutes and 10 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Las Vegas Showgirls take over on the 27-yard line. Now, Coach Lee has to put together several first downs here to run up some time on the club. There's a quarterback keeper, but they're running laterally, and they're not picking up any type of positive yardage. But it's like dancing with the stars. They're not slamming the ball up in there. They're tiptoeing, dancing around, and this is not what you want your quarterback or running backs to do. And if you watch the quarterbacks of the Cam Newtons and the Tim Tebows, when they got the ball, they didn't dance around. They find the crease, get their shoulder pads going north and south, and just slam the ball up in there. Right now, Coach Lee's team is dancing and tiptoeing at the line of scrimmage. They got to get their shoulder pads going north and south and just drive the ball down the field. Bad snap. Let's see who comes up with it. Utah comes up with the ball. They're having a horrible time and trying to secure the snap. By this time in the game, they should have had that figured out. But I can't talk that bad because at the first game of the season of this past year, the Miami was playing the Florida Gators, and Pouncey must have had about six bad snaps in a college game at the Swamp. And Utah quarterback should have been tackled in the backfield, was able to find a way to slip out of the grasp of defenders from the Las Vegas Showgirls and scamper up the right side of the field to pick up about 9 yards on that play. So that gives them second down and one from about the 14-yard line. Well, the ball is spot on the 15. They need to get to the 14 for a first down. 2-1 goes in motion. She throws a little quick pitch outside. She was sitting at the line of scrimmage, but was able to break, get around the corner, not only get a first down, but get down inside the 5-yard line with 4 minutes and 8 seconds to go. Utah is knocking on the door and ready to put six up on the board. So now, the Showgirls, if you've ever had a great defensive stance in your back pocket, now is the time to come out and make something happen from the 3-yard line. Utah snaps. Quarterback is standing at the line of scrimmage. Keeps his legs churning. She huffing and puffing and goes down to about the 2-yard line. Brings up second and goal. So now, Coach Lee needs to get his goal line defense intact and really shut down on the inside and really get them to bounce outside and try to stretch the play toward the sideline to give your defense's pursuit chance to recover and get in on the tackle. You cannot now allow them to run the ball right up the middle of the field. Quarterback's under center. There's a snap count. There's movement. Flag. Did the defense jump offside, or did their movement cause the offensive player to move? So let's see what call is going to be. Dead ball. Offside. Defense offside. Now, this is an ill-advised time for you to be all snappy and jumpy on defense. This is where you sit down. You're knowing that you're down deep. You know where they're going to go. Get in a gap. Anchor down. Sit there and just explode on movement. Don't jump around and help the offense to get into the... There's movement. Defense steps up big this time. Ball's on the 2 yard line. And the defense was able to step up and make something happen. So now it is third down on the 3 yard line. And we have 2 minutes and 13 seconds to go from the 3 yard line. From the 2 yard line. Let's see what happens. Utah's cheering. There's movement. 2 minute warning. The ball is on the 2 yard line. And now, Coach Lee, if he has a defensive stopper in his back pocket, they need to pull it out now. They have 2 plays. To make something happen. We got 2 minutes left in the ball game, and Utah is on the 2 yard line trying to put the nail in the coffin and punch this into the end zone for 6 points and put the Las Vegas Showgirls at a huge disadvantage. But I've seen stranger things happen, not only in the past, but right here in this game, with when you think that something good is going to happen for the team with the ball, miraculously, something bad would happen. And that has been the case for both teams. Every time they get into the red zone, they either try to get fancy, get nervous, or whatever the cause may be, thing good doesn't happen. So let's see what Utah has going for them now when it is third down from the 2 yard line. Let's see what Utah has on offense. Quarterback puts him in motion. Tries to step and read and go left. Let's see what happens. They get down to the 1 yard line. Brings up fourth and goal from the one. Utah has to go for it. They got one play to make something good happen. And the way things are going, I wouldn't even count them out, even if they didn't score on this play, which you would like to. Even if you didn't score on this play, the way the offense has been planned for the Showgirls, you could end up getting the ball back even if you turn the ball over on down. So now there's some confusion on the offense for Utah. The quarterback is trying to direct traffic. Snap the ball was under the center. Snap the ball, hand off to the fullback. She slams up in there, and looks like there's going to be a big goal line stand by the Las Vegas Showgirls. And the ball is turned over on down by the Showgirls with 49 seconds left in the ball game. But don't get too happy yet, because I've seen stranger things happen with just a simple snap of the ball from the Showgirls, who will line up in the pistol offense, and the center will snap the ball over the head of the quarterback. Now, what is Coach Lee going to do? Is he going to change his offensive philosophy and go up on the center with the quarterback to take a handoff? Or will Coach Lee stay in the pistol offense and take a chance with the center and quarterback who's been having some bad exchanges throughout this game? There's been a timeout on the field, a call by Coach Lee and the Las Vegas Showgirls, and we're going to see what type of decision Coach Lee is going to come up with. Me, being the coach right now, I know I haven't been practicing a lot under center, but I think I would take my chance and put my quarterback under center, tell my offensive line just to wear his block, because there's not a lot of time left on the clock, and all we need to do is just get one good snap and let the clock run out. So now, the Showgirls break the huddle at the line of scrimmage, and the quarterback is under center. They push forward. Just as I had anticipated, Coach Lee puts his quarterback under center. Under center. And, you know, I wouldn't even take this unsportsmanlike on Utah. But without that penalty, here's what I was going to say that Coach Lee could have done to save some time was to get the quarterback, get a snap, run around in the end zone, run out of the back of the end zone, give them 2 points. It's 12-8. That would make it 12-10. Then I would kick the ball off and kick it deep. But now that the unsportsmanlike penalty against Utah, that throws that out of the window. So now you can just take the ball, go to a knee, and run the clock out. But being that deep in the end zone, Coach Lee got lucky with Utah making that personal foul, because I would have run around the end zone, given the 2 points, then kick the ball deep and defend. The ball was snapped. There's 32 seconds left on the clock. And I don't think they have to. Yeah, you got to get up, because not time is going to stop. I don't think you have to get another snap to end the game. Time should run out without them having to snap the football again. The team seems to be excited. There's 5 seconds left on the clock. They do not have to snap the ball. And the ball game is over. The first game of the year for the Utah Jazz and the Las Vegas Showgirls, and with the Las Vegas Showgirls winning 12-8 against the Utah Jazz. This is Coach Matt McCoy from Las Vegas, the home of the Las Vegas Showgirls. We're glad that you tuned in. Listen again for our next telecast. This has been a great time for me. I hope to see you again on the internet show. This is Coach Matt McCray signing off for the Las Vegas Showgirls. We'll see you when we see you. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I like to introduce you to something special. Las Vegas,
Las Vegas Showgirls.
Hey.
We ballin', what you gonna do about it? We ballin', what you gonna do about it? We ballin', what you gonna do about it? Las Vegas Showgirls.
Hey.
We ballin', what you gonna do about it? What you gonna do about it? Play calling and watch Dina go. She the MVP, you should MVP.
LV with Miss Carey. And on the defense, Shamika and Stephanie. You know you're scared, not in our house. You think you finished score, not in our house. Every down we try to take it there. Yeah. Grab a ball, find a field, we can take it there. And to the naysayers, check the game face, buy a ticket, and check us out on game day. Cause we in it to win and play the same way. Tough ladies don't care what the haters say. So bring it, watch the show, girls handle their biz. Going hard till we ballin' in the championship. Las Vegas, show girls. Hey. We ballin', what you gon' do about it? We ballin', what you gon' do about it? We ballin', what you gon' do about it? Las Vegas, show girls. Hey. We ballin', what you gon' do about it? What you gon' do about it? S-H-O-W-G-I-R-L-Z S-H-O-W-G-I-R-L-Z